This is Mrs. Tafoya, and I am reading Chapter 17 of The Adventures of a South Pole Pig. Taking rat-catching lessons from someone with a different set of equipment was a challenge for Flora. "I don't get it," she said. Deputy and Sheriff were in a space behind a stack of boxes that had become their training ground. "Can you explain it again? Crouch, pounce, dig in your claws, and then at the end, bite the neck to finish it off. It's called the death bite, and anyone with a killer instinct knows how to do it." All business, Sophia demonstrated each step with great energy, and when she got to the death bite part, she attacked a coil of rope. Like that couldn't be simpler. Flora didn't want Sophia to think she didn't have the killer instinct. "What will you do while I'm crouching and pouncing and doing the death bites?" "Sophia will be watching your technique and encouraging you." "I think the part about digging in the claws is getting me mixed up." Flora stared at her hooves. "Trust Sophia," said the cat, locking eyes with Flora. "Now get out there and make me proud." Flora crept around the corner and crouched. Two rats were chewing on the corner of a box. She gathered herself for the pounce. The wide-bodied one turned and saw her. He bared his teeth. "Now," whispered Sophia from behind Flora. Flora tensed her muscles and leaped. What happened next was the most embarrassing moment of her life. Her hooves, which might have leaped just fine on dirt or a manure pile, slipped out from under her in the wooden boards. She fell flat on her belly, which knocked the air out of her. As she lay gasping, she thought she might have heard laughter as the rats padded away. Sophia switched her tail. At least the crouch was good. Flora got to her feet. Twice more she crept out to meet her enemy, and twice more suffered the same result. The only difference was that each time she pounced with less enthusiasm so as to save her poor belly. She dragged herself back to the sheriff. "Not bad," said Sophia. "You're starting to get it now." Flora moaned, and a stream of light flashed down in the dark hold. The rats scurried for the shadows, and Sophia froze. "Who was that?" she asked. "Just Amos, the cook. Breakfast time. Come on." Flora dashed back to her bowl. She threw herself on her chains to disguise that she was no longer bound by them. Sophia curled in behind her. "How's my little ham bone doing, eh?" Amos dumped out a particularly large helping of leftovers. "I got a big feast for you today. You're still skinny. Get big and fat, okay?" The cook turned and looked around. He tried to see into the dark corners. "Where is that lazy cat?" Flora felt Sophia curling closer. "Amos still has rats in his kitchen," he boomed, then peered around a few more boxes before heading up the stairs. "Anything in that bowl for a lazy cat?" whispered Sophia. "Pig food smells pretty good right now." "Well, don't just sniff it, or smells will be all you get," said Flora, plunging her snout into the slops. She managed to bolt down the first bite and get a second one into her mouth while Sophia was still only daintily sniffing. Snap, click. Sophia crouched. She peered. Flora grabbed another bite. Suddenly, a wave of brown and gray flew over the deck boards. Sophia jumped 3 feet in the air. "Run for your lives," she screeched. Flora backed up, chewing and waiting for the tug of chain. When it didn't come, she remembered she was free. "Sophia, wait for me," she called, and trotted away from the hideous sloshing and slurping. Sophia's hair stood straight out all over her body. "Is that what happens every time?" "Every day," Flora answered. "I've gotten used to it. I had no idea there were so many rats in the whole world." Flora slumped to the floor. It didn't seem very likely either of them would be getting a full meal anytime soon. Sophia poked a claw into Flora's back. "Training time is over, deputy. This is for real." "Ouch," said Flora. "What's the plan?" Sophia leaned close to Flora's ear. "Fight for what belongs to you. Forget about technique. Just pound the stuffing out of the next naked-tailed, beady-eyed bully who tries to take away your food."